I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Show with your stand-in hosts, Dan Nemo from South Carolina, and me, myself, the Caribbean critic from the lovely island of Barbados. We have lots to talk about this evening. We want to go through Ukraine. We want to go through the Baltic. We want to go through all these problems with mass shootings in America and what we can do about these problems. Okay, your phone-in number is 800-313-9443. If you have any questions or viewpoints to put on the radio, call in to that number. Okay, now let's go ahead with our first topic. The Ukraine and the problems that we are seeing over there, which are being so misreported, underreported, we are being lied to at every step of the way. We're looking at recent events just after the G7 and the celebrations of that mass murder and butchery on D-Day, the meeting of Poroshenko and Putin, and of course Mr. Putin and the Kenyan from the White House. But here we go. So basically the negotiations between Putin and Poroshenko, he said quite clearly in a statement that there was a need to reduce and even end the violence by the end of this week, which actually seems to have increased with shelling of Slavyansk and various other things. We're now treated to these NATO drills in the Baltic Sea. We're treated to the drills in Lithuania and Poland. And we see these problems ramping up. Now, Russia has put troops on the border with Lithuania and the other Baltic states. The traffic is getting so thick around that area, they're going to have to install a new bank of traffic lights to control it all. So, Danny, where do you take this nonsense that we're being treated to? What do you think?
Well, first let me say, I'm glad to be on the Bob Tuskin Show again. I wish Bob were here, but he ain't. But you are, so it's
yeah. You just got to put up with me.
But I mean, first of all, I think you've already hit the nail on the head, John. It's a lie. everything they say is a lie. Victoria Nuland just today told us that they weren't planning on moving any more troops or any escalation of the conflict up there from our side, but of course everything she says is a lie. So obviously what's going on is that there is some sort of what I perceive, what many perceive as an act of desperation. There's the Ukraine issue is potentially very complicated in terms of international finance, in terms of energy and all that usual banker stuff. But what I see at this particular point is a game of chicken, see. It's like, who's going to blink first? And if somebody blinks first, what exactly are they going to do? It's obvious to me that Poroshenko doesn't have any plans to relinquish the Crimea, which is technically already gone, and the Donbass region. It's obvious to me that they are not, they being the Kiev government and their NATO flunkies, obviously have no accountability in terms of international law or even of common morality. Okay, they are shelling civilian populations now. Kind of like the people we know over there in that little Middle Eastern country who seem to bomb certain areas every time they get a headache. But we won't go there just yet. What do they want from all of this is the question. And the answer is there better be something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about that they ain't talking about. Because if there ain't something going on that we don't see, then what they want from this is World War III. And I don't mean the laid-back version of it we're fighting now. I mean with bombs and bodies. And I don't know. I don't see any other explanation.
Well, I think they are looking to rape the nation of Ukraine, of all its resources, its gas and its oil. But, of course, the industry is old Soviet-style industry, not modern at all. And it wouldn't exactly be an asset to the EU. However, the agriculture would be a huge asset to the EU. The Ukraine used to be the breadbasket of the Soviet Union before that the Soviet Union split. And even today it is still provides a lot of equipment, a lot of trade both in manufactured equipment and agricultural produce. That Russia buys into. And the problem is the EU just would not be interested in the manufactured equipment because it is so many years behind the times. However, the agricultural products, being mainly non-GMO, of course, would be very interesting to the European Union. This is one of the problems that America is now facing as more nations reject this Monsanto, Syngenta, GMOs and agrochemicals and what have you that seems to be poisoning the land, the people, and killing the bees.
That's one of the interesting complexities of this issue because if the U.S. has anything to do with it, they would find a way to get the agriculture in Ukraine Monsantoized. I'd be kind of interested in knowing how that debate is going back behind the scenes. But you're right. It is this non-GMO food is making a, shall we say, a comeback big time. And we're going to – I thought we were supposed to take a break about now, John, but – I guess we'll wait till we hear the music. John, I'm pretty worried because the American public is not really being told about the fact that they've got, once again, a situation where thousands of troops may be involved, not necessarily in a conflict such as in Iraq, which, by the way, as a side note, seems to be going hot and heavy today. It ain't over yet. Meaning that their whole purpose there, their whole mission there, was a waste of time, money, and blood. But having said that, we're sending...
I tend to agree, Danny, because now we learn that today Mosul and a good portion of Kirkuk, the second largest city and about the fourth largest city in Iraq, have now been taken over by these rebels.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Your call-in number, 800-313-9443. There's Dan Nemo and the Caribbean Critic here on the RBN Network, ready to take your calls and your questions. Failing that, we will go forward with our discussion of what appears to be a 1984 situation where we're being treated to the manufacture of imaginary enemies to cow the people into submission and support of a failed imperial empire, the Anglo-Zionist American Empire, which seems to be flashing around the world trying to impose its will, and the almighty petrodollar, which is sort of failing. Can we say that? It's failing. And Mr. Putin is standing there. Now, actually, I looked very carefully. Although there was no audio after this D-Day landings meeting between Putin and Mr. Obama, your favorite Kenyan, then Mr. Obama appeared to lean forward towards Vladimir and be asking questions. And Vladimir, poker face, straight-faced, looking straight into Obama's eyes, shaking his head. So I presume that Mr. Putin, whatever question Mr. Obama asked, Mr. Putin was saying, no, niet, niet, no.
Well, John, here's the really aggravating part of all of this. It's all artificial. Somebody could sign a paper tonight and make all of this go away. So, you know, let's just call this whole charade off. Let's get the Ukrainian troops back to Kiev. Let's let the people of Donbass region go ahead with their affiliation with Russia in whatever form that might take. And let's get the trade agreement signed, and let's get the oil and gas going, and let's get the manufactured goods shipping. I mean, that's the way it's done. There is this absolutely insufferable arrogance on the part of these people that, you know, they're going to do it this way. It's going to be violent. People are going to die. We're going to destroy towns and infrastructure, and that's the way it's going to be. And nobody can tell why.
Well, the money junkies must have their money, Danny. The central bankers must have their huge part of the action. But I mean, this is 1984. 1984 was meant to be a fictional story of a fictional future, not a plan of action for reality.
Well, yeah, that may have been his intention, but that isn't what happened, John. See, the point I'm getting at is that the point seems, just like you said, just like Orwell said, the point seems to be war. It's not hard to take a point of view that they're making excuses to start a war, which can have no profitable outcome except for the military-industrial complex, of course. Certainly no positive outcome. It seems like it's a throwback to the 18th century when the royal families of Europe used to fight just for the sake of fighting, because that's what their whole society was based on, you know, royalty and knights and various hierarchies of elite and privileged families,
and don't forget the plunder, Danny. The plunder.
Well, and the plunder, yes. And the bodies and the plagues and the famines, but it seems war for the sake of war is as plausible as any of these other explanations, like, you know, well, maybe Ukraine doesn't want to pay their oil bill or something. No, I don't think that's it. although it appears as though they're not going to pay their oil bill.
Because, actually, you are quite right, Daniel, because in an article today, the negotiations between Gazprom and the Ukrainian version of Gazprom appears to have broken down, and it looks like within days the oil and gas will be closed to Ukraine.
See, that's what I mean. Back down here in the South, we had an old saying, when a brat child was misbehaving, we would say to the brat child, "Now you better calm down or I'm going to have to jerk a knot in your head." Now, I'm not really sure what that meant, but it seems to me someone should go over there and jerk a knot in somebody's head. Because, well, they're behaving like spoiled brat children.
Well, yeah, like fourth graders in the schoolyard.
But I did want to say this, that there is on a more serious tack here, there is such a thing as subversion. And subversion is a time-honored method of waging war. It involves such lovely tactics as spreading rumors, false flag attacks, just generally devaluing and demonizing whichever part.
Yeah, could I just break in there, Daniel?
Yes.
Because the latest version of the NDAA just passed allows the government to propagandize and lie to the American people. This is beyond the pale, as far as I am concerned. Lies have always been there. Now they've enshrined it in the law. They can lie by law. This is absolute nonsense. Delegitimizes the whole government. But it is subversion.
It is. It is. And, of course, it is the goal of subversion eventually is to destroy your government, is to destroy your power structure, to destroy the hierarchy and the authority of your government, ultimately to destroy your social order in your country, which includes such little, adjuncts such as corrupting the morality of the population, destroying your family unit so that you don't have that to have to deal with, controlling your money. All of these are in the Subversives Cookbook, or what I call Subversion 101, which brings us around once again to the starting point, which is who is trying to destroy this country. And I guarantee it is not bearded men in caves that are doing this.
Kubono, who benefits?
Now, it may be some bearded men in high-rise apartments.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to Tuskin's Tuesday, and you have with you Dan Nemo from South Carolina and me, the Caribbean critic from Barbados. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and a lot of this information you can find on www.bobtuskin.com. Or you can call into his website on bobtuskinshow.chatango.com. There we go. This is where you find the news. This is where we do the do's. Hello, Danny.
All right. Let's well, Don, I was just rambling on about this whole idea of subversion and how it is that, you know, back in the McCarthy era, that was the word du jour, was subversion. We had subversives here. We had subversives there. We had subversives in Hollywood. We had subversives under the toilet seat in the bathroom. We had subversives more subversive than you could shake a stick at, but no one's talking about.
Don't forget the Reds under the beds.
But I wanted to say, just as a perfect example, the Common Core education program, which you know two states have now kicked out, or I should say canceled, after having tried it. Five states never signed up to it to begin with. Several states are debating whether or not to give it to HEVO. And that is, you know, if you've never really given this concept much thought, that's a perfect idea of subversion. They're trying to weaken the country by lowering the educational standards, by teaching propaganda to the children, by making sure that they don't have the basic skills really to run their own country after the few remaining wise men of the past like you and me are gone forever. These kids ain't going to know how to tie their own shoes. I mean, they'll have to use Velcro. And I'm not saying that as a put down. I'm saying that people have recognized the destructive influence of this Common Core program. The ones that fought against it in the beginning weren't successful, but now it's being retroactively fought against. And there's very little discussion of the fact that the program on its face is destructive to the strength of this nation, more not just educationally as in math or reading, but in morality as well.
It's my understanding, Danny, that for many years now the real core, the American soul, has been neglected, is not taught in the schools. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Nothing is spoken or even mentioned about these huge documents and really important documents, because the whole basis of the U.S. law is centered on that Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Yes, and I guess we all know now that there is a backlash against those of us who would like to return to that center. We are now terrorists. We are now activists. We are conspiracy theorists. Most of us by now are racists, and they're working hard on making us all anti-Semites as well, because the question of our liaison with Israel and the kind of slow awakening in some political circles that Israel is losing popularity, which means we are losing popularity for more reasons than one. But anyway, John, we got a couple of calls here you want to talk to.
Yeah, let's bring in Gene from South Carolina. Gene, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing tonight?
We are doing fine, young man.
Well, I think, with Eric Cantor's loss, with this mediated political reality that we live in being slowly revealed, first to people on the edge, and it's becoming more mainstream, if we can survive long enough, I think we can win.
Well, you think we can?
I think we can.
You think
yes, I mean, there are such things as nullification. There is such a thing as recall to pull these what can we call them, political whores from Washington, D.C. and replace them.
Even better than that, we know what the number is. The difference between the Waco murder of the Branch Davidians and a whole bunch of children and the Bundy Ranch are 1,000 guys showing up with their deer rifles. We know what the numbers are. we know that we can push back a little bit, and it makes a big difference.
Well, now, Eric Cantor, you mentioned earlier, he lost a primary. Yeah, is that what I read?
Right. He did. He lost his primary today.
Yeah.
To a poorly funded Tea Party challenger.
I certainly do hope that is a trend. What do you think about the eternal war machine? Do you think we're going to be able to put the brakes on that?
Well, I think we have to have these foreign adventures. People in our volunteer military service, a third of them have advanced degrees. I don't think this government can afford to have those people in country. You know, imagine that we have another type Bundy Ranch event, and instead of just people on the edge, some people that had the weekend free from Camp Lejeune drive out there, or some people that have some free time in a closer military base go pay a visit.
Well, and that begs the question, and I think what you're hinting at is, how reliable is our military in terms of a domestic kerfluffle?
Well, as long as a whole bunch of them are occupied with what, if you use a constitutional test on it, is an obvious set of illegal wars, what would happen?
There are some smart lawyers, actually, in the military as well. They frequent the JAG and what have you. Go on, Danny. Sorry,
I was going to say, I do believe that the intelligence is there. Maybe even the awareness is there. I'm not quite sure, though, about the state of mind of the average American serviceman.
I think, Danny, my own personal opinion is these young boys, because they are mainly young boys, well, to me, they're young boys. A man of 70, you see. But these young boys, they do have brothers, sisters, and parents that can maybe whisper in their ears their concerns and maybe influence their sons and daughters that are in the military, their brothers and sisters that are in the military, to maybe reconsider what they're doing.
Well, I can only wish for such to happen, but since we've got Gene in South Carolina on the phone, I want to ask him about this latest round of shootings and what appears to be an increase in the velocity of the gun grab movement. And does that mean that the government is panicking? What do you have to say about that, Gene?
Well, I think that's a possible thing. You know, I use the internet as my primary news source, and things still keep on rolling out about Sandy
Hook. I'm sorry. We're going to have to take a break.
Can you hold over till we come back?
Also, Billy in South Dakota, hang on there. We'll get to you in a minute. Right after the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256, Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Tuskin's Tuesday with Dan Nemo in South Carolina and me, the Caribbean critic in Barbados. Are you still there, Gene?
All right. Gene had to go, so that means...
Let's bring in Bill.
Let's go to Billy, yes.
Hello, Ben.
Are you there, Bill?
Are you there?
Yes, we can hear you. You have a viewpoint or a question?
I'm really disappointed in both of you because you haven't stated this. He who controls Mosul controls the oil because that's where the wells are. He who controls Kirkuk controls the spigot because that's where the spigots are. So essentially, the the Al-Qaeda have taken over the economy of Iraq. There won't be a Scotch shilling that moves from one place to another without passing through Mosul and Kirkuk. Response?
Well, yes. You are to a certain extent correct. However, the reason for, or so to say, one of the stated reasons for the Iraq war was because Saddam Hussein was using horizontal drilling in the south, going into the Kuwaiti oil fields. And so there is a reasonable amount of oil that goes out through Basra, but of course Mosul Kirkuk is the Kurdish part of Iraq, and they are pushing their oil northwards into Turkey.
Yes, and the Turks need oil because they haven't got electricity but 8 hours a day.
What? I did not know that.
It's true. I mean, and then, I mean, 6 hours most days. But, I mean, they have no, Turkey has no energy. They've got bauxite, they've got emery, they've got wonderful, but they don't have any coal, they don't have any oil.
This is one of the reasons for that, gas line and oil line coming out from the Caspian,
Yes. The Russians want that market. But the Russians want the whole market. I mean, you know, when they're providing 41% of Germany's energy, and they're providing, 37% of the rest of Europe's energy, they have power. I mean, how do we, as a nation, America, if you will, we say to our NATO allies, well, we'll back you up. Where are we going to get tankers? Where are we going to get, I mean, you know, there's not a pipeline that we can run under the Atlantic.
No, well, they need the, I mean, to ship the LPG, they need these,
it would be a Berlin
these refrigerated
airlift.
Huge tankers.
Yeah, it would be a Berlin airlift is what it would be, or, you know, in this case, a tanker lift. And,
I mean, we do understand, that actually Putin holds all the aces to destroy European. But I did point out earlier in the show that the discussions between Gazprom and Lukoil Gazprom and the Ukrainians have broken down.
Yes.
So we can expect, and we should expect, that these supplies will be cut shortly and.
I mean, it's not going to hurt the Russians because they've got pipelines that run to Europe through Belarus. And Belarus is, I mean, just a satellite state. I mean, they're just absolutely fine with anything that Putin says.
Yeah, Russia will probably try to appease Europe by boosting the supplies through Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
The six or eight pipelines that run through.
But they're only going to accept payment in euros and then in rubles.
Euros for only a few months.
Yeah.
And then rubles.
That's the point. You know, so we're squeezing the dollar out. We're squeezing the dollar out. We're squeezing the dollar out. The Chinese and the $400 billion over the next how many years? 10 years, I think it is, between the Chinese and the Russians. Not a dollar involved. It will all be in yuan and rubles.
I think what's more significant is that all 10 nations now that take oil and gas from Russia have agreed to pay in euros and in a few months' time
in rubles. Absolutely. I mean,
so this is a massive blow that will take time to work through the system, but
no,
it signals the death
blow.
Knell,
I mean,
of the petrodollar.
This says that the petrodollar no longer exists.
Yes, and speaking of dollars, I believe it was Monday, was it? The Chase Bank announced they're going to start charging you a cash handling fee.
Yes. Negative interest is what they're going to do. If you put in, you're depositing cash, they're going to charge you a fee for handling your cash. If it's an electronic transfer, what the heck? That's digits.
Right. But, you know, what I'm getting at is that people seem to be battening down the hatches. I mean, Europe or EU, the Eurozone already announced negative interest payments. A few months ago, of course, our major banks began putting caps on how much cash you can take out or put in to our account.
Well, several weeks ago, gentlemen, George Soros warned everyone, take your money out of the banks.
And I obeyed. Yeah, I actually did. I mean, it was just, you know, I've got enough in there to transact. Anything else in the mattress?
Well, so here we go. I mean, again, the question has to come up. Since we got Billy on the phone, we'll ask him. What's the point in this tumultuous upheaval of the entire Earth planet, which is obviously going to be the result no matter how you cut it? Do you have any ideas as to what is driving this madness?
The truth is, I go back to Gibbon and just say empires fall.
So it's basically just the human failure of this nebulous elite.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you get people who believe that they are gods. And that their will is somehow supposed to be just manifest. And the truth is, they're just people.
Yeah, and they are fallible, and in fact, they are...
Well, they're insane. They're psychopaths. I mean, think about it, okay? We have a currency based on nothing.
Well, how did they convince people to believe that this ink and paper was worth anything but the ink and paper that it... contained.
Well, that's a no-brainer. They told the people that it was.
So it's based on belief. It is a religion.
It's based on faith.
Or trust, which is a believe it or not basic human characteristic, at least in most circles. But yes, if you can get away with lying, why not get away with a bigger lie and a bigger lie, and you can lie your way all the way to the bank, and which is exactly what we've seen.
The big lie, okay? If you repeat the lie often enough, people will believe it's the truth.
Well, the truth is we're going to have to go to a break here soon, but Billy,
I made a mistake in my earlier opinion. It wasn't... Iraq drilling into Kuwait. It was Kuwait drilling into Iraq.
Yes, it was.
Yes. I apologize for that error. But the end result was the same, which was the invasion of Kuwait by Iraq.
Right.
And then the subsequent, what was it called? Desert Storm 1?
Yeah, that's right. You know, what was it? The...
And hang on, Billy. Here comes the music.
Well, I can't hang on, but, you know.
It's all right.
God bless you guys.
I want to thank you for your call. If you got to go, and this is the Bob Tuscan Show, minus Bob Tuscan, on RBN. And we'll be right back after a brief break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.